It is 93.5 Triple M right across Central and all the Victoria. It's Coggo. That's Kylie. And you're a bit nervous because this bloke, I think, was a bit of a stealer of women's hearts back in the day in Bendigo, and he nicked off to England, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And good reason as to why he went to England, because he was a darn good cricketer. So good that he got to play for England. Mr. Craig Whitey!
Whitey! How are you guys?
Hey, yeah, Craig.
Good,
hey,
Whitey.
You did well. 30 tests and 50-odd one days, mate. You made a century as well, so you did all right. From those days, Craig, I want to get in before you do.
Yeah, I know. Look
Craig,
at you go.
We played
I'm
indoor
the one
cricket
that has
together,
the relationship
Craig. Hang on
with
a
Craig,
sec.
Not
we
you.
We played indoor cricket together in the 80s for the Bendigo Bandits. Do you remember that, Craig?
Mate, great memories. Great memories. Bit of indoor cricket. Jeez, fantastic memories, yeah.
ICA.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Long time
great
ago.
Place. Still going or
it was a gym now. Mate, was a gym, but now it's a bit dodgy, so yeah, I don't know what's going on out there, but anyway,
great news.
Yeah, no,
all right.
Whitey actually got the wicket keeping job before I did, and that's crap. Seriously, I was a better wicket keeper than Whitey. I mean, he only played for England. I played for Bendigo City D grade.
Oh, here we go.
Anyway,
and did you get to play for England?
No, I didn't.
No,
all right.
So pipe
Whitey
down.
Get stuffed, all right.
I'm sure you guys would love to continue talking about cricket, but let's move on to why we've got you on the radio, Whitey, Craig White, former Bendigo guy and England cricketer. The COVID-19 vaccine, it is official in UK, where you are currently living. It's going to start being administered to residents as of next week. How do you feel about it, Whitey?
Yeah, no, there's a real sense of sort of relief over here. It's been a pretty poor, you know, sort of 9 months since it sort of started over here. The first sort of lockdown we went through was, you know, pretty tough, and then obviously we've been put in the second lockdown, but it's like the second one, you started knowing people that have got COVID and people that have started dying from it.
Oh,
so
golly.
It started hitting home more now. The first one was a little bit not sure what was going on, but it seems to be hitting home a little bit closer now. So now this vaccine's here, it's great news, but there's still a long way to go. I think we've got to be careful. Don't get too complacent about, you know, now we've got a vaccine. It's still going to take a few months to, you know, to get the really vulnerable people, you know, protected with this vaccine. So, but great news.
Craig, do you feel where you are in England? What part of England are you in, mate?
I'm in Yorkshire, West Yorkshire, where the cases are pretty high. So even though today we've come out of national lockdown, we're still in tier three, which still means we're basically in full lockdown. A few of the non-essential shops can open, but the hospitality industry's just been shut down, and you know, there's no pubs, restaurants, or anything open. It's been pretty tough, but obviously now this vaccine can just start to see a little bit of daylight at the end of the tunnel, hopefully. But like I said before, there's still a really long way to go. I think with the Christmas period coming up as well, people could get complacent with that, and all of a sudden, you know, we could find the cases spiraling out of control again, and we'll be back to square one. So I think we've just got to be careful how we go about our business for the next 2 or 3 months.
Oh, absolutely. You sort of forget, and sorry, Craig, you know, because we here in Australia, we are very, very, very lucky. I mean, Victoria took the longest to get where we are, but you really do forget how you guys on the other side of the world are still in the thick of this. So, you know, we feel for you. We really do.
It's been tough. You know, we're just looking at some results here now. You know, total cases in the United Kingdom, there's 1.6 million have got COVID, and we're pushing nearly 60,000 deaths. You know, it's pretty frightening, really.
Hey, Craig, talking to Craig White, Triple M. I tell you what, Yorkshire is a long way from Bren Street, Kennington, mate. seriously, though, do you ever think at any stage of coming home, or was it you're happy with doing, you know, what you're doing in Yorkshire?
Mate, I miss Australia massively. Miss all my friends, obviously family. Mum still lives in Bendigo near the Kenny Res, so My brother's in Sunbury, but my sister's in Brisbane, so, you know, I miss it massively. But, you know, I've got children now myself, and, you know, for me to just pack up everything and come back home or back to Australia, it's tough. It's a tough call. And I've thought about it, but, no, I couldn't be, you know, 10,000 miles away from the kids. So,
oh, no, of course. And your beautiful wife as well.
Well, yes, exactly.
Craig, we better wrap it up. We'd love to talk to you longer. Certainly I would too, and reminisce about our days at Flora Hill High.
I don't think we need to, Craig, with that, really. I don't know. I mean, you've had a great life, mate, and you'll continue to do that. But that's just the one little speck on the windscreen, isn't it, with this one ear? I don't know what you were thinking, Whitey, but you did.
She was great fun at high school, Coggo.
Oh, I bet it was.
Thank
mate.
You, Craig. Good stuff. Look, and we do really sincerely wish you all the very best through this hard time. And great that the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be rolled out in England. And let's hope that you get to have the jab and everything's good.
Hey, Whitey, if you don't mind, mate, we might catch up a little bit later down the track after the new year and just find out how you're going and all that stuff, mate.
Yeah, no worries, mate.
That'd be great.
No worries at all.
Craig White on Triple M, ex-boyfriend of Kylie's for a minute. Is that right?
Yeah, it was about 30 seconds, wasn't it?
Just a little bit better. What was? Anyway, a little bit better wicket keeper than me.
You were too young for that. Thanks, Craig.
Thanks,
take care, mate.
Cheers, guys.
See you, mate.